What is going on, Laker fans? Thank you very much for tuning in. Go till 9 o'clock tonight. We got a packed show. We got a lot going on tonight, Laker fans. 7:30, Talen Horton-Tucker will join the show. Excited about that. Billy Mack, the voice of the Los Angeles Lakers, Bill McDonald on Spectrum Sportsnet. He'll come up at 8:30. So we got a lot to get into. This is how I want to start the show. So it's been an interesting, let's say, couple games for the Lakers. You got the Detroit Pistons, a double overtime thriller. Who would have thought the Detroit Pistons? Who would have thought there was so much relief in not seeing the Detroit Pistons on the schedule anymore this season? And then you had this last game against the Oklahoma City Thunder yesterday. Look, I kind of have a theme to this, and I know there's probably some Lakers fans that are annoyed of hearing the same cliche of, well, a win is a win. And that is true. I think for the Lakers, there's a lot of factors that go into some of these W's. And, you know, certainly for a team like this who's trying to win back-to-back championships, there's certain games teams are going to get up for and certain games that, you know, obviously this Lakers team looks at and says, all right, let's just play 48 minutes or in the last couple of games, these overtimes the Lakers have had. But this is a question I want to throw out for Laker fans. I'm going to spend some time on this. Now, it's probably going to go a roundabout way of getting where I want to get to. Do Lakers need home court? I mean, is home court a priority at all this season? Just keep this in mind. The way that the NBA is structured right now can be different in 3-4 months. I mean, the moment cities get opportunities to, you know, start putting some fans back in the arenas, they're going to do that. I mean, we already know that. We're seeing it in some different markets. So I think it's an important question to figure this part out as the Lakers kind of strategize for the rest of the season. This is what I'm noticing from this Lakers team right now. At times, they look tired. They look like they need a breather. I mean, I'm watching LeBron these last couple of games. The dude's just been absolutely amazing. Do I want to see him play 46 minutes against the Pistons? Probably not. Do I want to see him play 43 minutes against the Oklahoma City Thunder? Of course not. There are times where it looks like the Lakers just need a breather. And then there's other times Lakers just look bored. I mean, they're looking at the schedule, and the way they're prepping for the Detroit Pistons is obviously going to be a lot different than when they got the Denver Nuggets the game before or when they were on that road trip and they had the Boston Celtics. I mean, there's certain games you're going to get more excited about. I know Lakers don't have to worry about what other teams are doing and how they're going to do it. Lakers are in a, I guess you could say, a unique position. Coming off a championship, they know what to do to win it all. They got superstars. Role players understand their role. I think Coach Frank Vogel is the perfect coach for this team and obviously proved that last year. Certain teams, I think, have to have home court advantage, right? Where that could be the difference of them winning a championship or not, or just giving themselves a shot. And I think for the Lakers, it is a completely different position. These Eastern Conference teams, I'll tell you right now, they all want home court. So whether you're the Milwaukee Bucks or the Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers, Brooklyn, you want home court. Because if you get that opportunity later on in the season to have Game 7 in your arena, it could be the difference of going to the NBA Finals or not. In the Western Conference, you look at teams like the Utah Jazz, who have a half-game lead on the Lakers right now in the Western Conference. Denver, what is Denver now? 12-11, something along those lines. They started turning things around. Then they lost 3 games in a row, one of those games to the Lakers. I'm sure the Clippers would like to have home court. I guess the question I'm trying to ask for Laker fans out there, is it a luxury or a necessity to win an NBA championship for the Lakers when it comes to home court? So these games that we're referring to, and Lakers are sitting at 19-6, so I don't want to make it sound like Lakers just lost 4 games in a row, because that's certainly not the case. But I think this is balancing act for the Lakers. This is the biggest question so far throughout the season through this part of the season. We're over 35% of the season through, something like that. And I don't think there's any question that the Lakers will be one of these few teams left with a chance at winning an NBA championship. It's just getting to that point, right? It's getting through these 72 games so that by the time the playoffs start, Lakers are in a position where they feel healthy, they feel rested, and they're ready to go. And I think that's the only thing that matters. So I'm going to give you guys just kind of a couple examples here. If you're asking me if I think the Lakers can beat any team in the West without home court, the answer is yes. Can they go get one against Utah, go get one at Denver, or Clippers on the road. It obviously doesn't mean anything because it's all here at Staples Center. Yeah, I don't worry about the Western Conference. So whether the Lakers end up first place in the West or third place in the West, I don't think it means that much for this Lakers team. I really don't. Now, can they do it? If they're in the NBA Finals and they're in a seven-game set against the Brooklyn Nets, the Philadelphia 76ers, or the Milwaukee Bucks, yeah, it's going to be a tougher matchup. By the way, let me say this. I'm not one to think that the East can't win a chip. I think the Eastern Conference can definitely win a championship this year. They got to get through the Lakers. I don't think anybody comes out of the West. You know, if Clippers are the team that puts up the biggest fight to the Lakers, okay, that's one thing. But the Lakers can definitely win a championship without home court, and I'm not discrediting home court, but I think this team, you're more concerned about how are they feeling? Are they feeling healthy? Are they well-rested by the time you get to the postseason? I think that's the only thing that matters moving forward. Listen, I enjoy doing these post-game shows and pre-game shows and everything else coming off a Lakers win. Of course I do. But I think the one thing that I'm learning with this Lakers team is, will they be the first-place team in the Western Conference when it's all said and done? I just don't know if that's a goal, or I don't know if it should be a goal. I look back at some of the old Laker championships. So just take a second here and just kind of reflect here for a quick second. Looking back at some of the Laker championships, you got, what do you have? You have back in 2000, that Game 7, Lakers versus Blazers. I don't know if Lakers win that game if it's not at Staples Center. I really don't. I have no idea, but I think that there's probably a greater chance they don't beat the Blazers if that game wasn't at Staples. Okay, go back to 2010. 2010, you guys all remember, Lakers and the Celtics. Game 7 was where? Right here at Staples Center. And it took the Lakers coming back double digits down to the Celtics, double digits down to the Portland Trailblazers in both of those Game 7s. I don't think they come back if they're in a road opponent's arena. But this team actually reminds me more of that 2002 Lakers versus Kings. When in 2002, Lakers were coming off championships. I know in that case, they already had two by then. For the Lakers, they're coming off a championship. They know it doesn't matter. We'll go win anywhere. You want us to go on that seven-game road trip and go face Milwaukee and then face the Philadelphia 76ers and the Boston Celtics? They took two of three. The Celtics game really should not have come down to that final possession. Philly, they had a chance to win if it wasn't for Tobias Harris hitting that final shot. We've seen them, even last year, if you guys remember, before even COVID hit, Lakers were phenomenal on the road. And I set all this up because I don't think the rest of the regular season, I don't want to discredit its value, but I think we already know what we got with this Lakers team. I think no matter where they end up in the standings, whether it's first place or third place, whether they got home court advantage or they don't, whether they have to start the Western Conference Finals in Utah, or they're in the NBA Finals and they have to travel to Philadelphia, it's not. I'm not saying that I don't want to see the Lakers with all these games be at Staples Center, but the reality is, I don't think it's a necessity. I really don't. I think it's simply a luxury, and you know, I use that 2002 Lakers team as an example. Lakers can win anywhere, and it doesn't matter if they're playing at Staples Center, and it doesn't matter, you know, what the circumstances are. Now, last season, maybe it was a little different. LeBron hadn't won a championship in a couple years. AD had never won a championship. But I think when you get that championship under your belt and you know what it is to kind of go through that grind, whether that was in the bubble or it wasn't, whether some people want to give the Lakers more credit, less credit, it doesn't really matter. But at the end of the day, I just look at the Lakers' position. I look at this big picture. I'm watching and listening to these games on a night-in, night-out basis. Sometimes the Lakers look, you know, fantastic. There's other times I'm like, I don't think they're interested in this game. I genuinely don't think they're interested in the game. 877-710-ESPN. Should the Lakers prioritize home court this season? Or is it not important? It doesn't matter. You just roll the ball out there, whether it's at Milwaukee, at Philly, at Utah, and you got faith that the Lakers are going to grab one of those games on the road. And, you know, I set all this up because I don't know how many games Anthony Davis, who just missed yesterday's game and, you know, most likely is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game against Oklahoma City Thunder, most likely he plays. LeBron has kind of continued to talk about this, that for him, it's more important what he does in between games than how many minutes he plays during games. You know, obviously the all the therapy that he goes through and everything that he does with his body in between games, before a game, after a game, than actually in game. Well, LeBron James is going to know that better than anybody else. But I will say, I don't think I'm as worried about the regular season as I might have been a month ago, a month and a half ago. I don't think it has, as much as I want to see the Lakers keep winning, and I'm looking at the NBA standings, and we got some great matchups coming up. You got, listen to some of these big games the Lakers got coming up. Denver on February 14th, that game's at Denver. Home versus the Brooklyn Nets on December 18th. At Utah on February 24th. Blazers on the 26th. The Suns on March 2nd. Lakers got some really, really good games coming up. You know what's going to happen in those games? Lakers are going to get up for them. I don't think that portion is going to be a problem at all. The only problem you're going to have with the Lakers is against these teams like the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Washington Wizards, the Detroit Pistons. The teams that really just have absolutely no, there's no conversation for them to be in the same chat as the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay, Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN is powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. By the way, brand new sponsor to the show, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons today. 15 minutes. That's all it takes, Curtis. 15 minutes. It took me 20 minutes to take a shower this morning. 15 minutes. That's all it takes.
How do you know I need to get my oil changed? It's like you know my life.
I just know. All right, coming up next, we'll continue to have this Lakers conversation, and I'll take some of your phone calls, read off a couple of your tweets. Should it be a priority for the Lakers to try and hang on to this fight and this battle for the number one seed, or do you not think it's that important for this specific team? Like I said, there are certain teams, it's a priority. I don't feel like it should be a priority for the Lakers. I really don't. I think we've seen what this team can do. And when you got LeBron James, and when you got Anthony Davis, and you got these other role players that know what their role is, I think the Lakers should be just fine. One more quick reminder, Talen Horton Tucker coming up at 7:30. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Alan Sliwa, this is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sometimes, Curtis, I pretend like I'm not ready to come back, but I just want to hear more reggae. So I just kind of work that part into it. All right, appreciate you guys tuning in. Talen Horton Tucker coming up at 7:30. Lakers taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow. Yesterday was a marathon. I could only imagine what's going on through Michael Thompson's head when the Lakers go to overtime for two games in a row. That's three overtimes total in the last two games. Messes up all of Michael's routine. Michael has a routine. He's going to get home at a certain time. You want to see the Lakers not have to struggle so much against teams that are below 500. And to be honest with you, I guess the best way to put it, I kind of feel for them that they are just going through the motions right now. And it's not like guys aren't trying. I mean, it's great to see the Kuzmas of the world getting a lot of minutes. Caruso and AD were out yesterday. Talen Horton Tucker, of course, starting to get some real playing time. Montrez and Dennis Schroeder, I mentioned this yesterday in the postgame show. I don't want to give them too much credit because that's what they're supposed to do when Anthony Davis is out. Wesley Matthews hit four threes yesterday. But when I just look at the big picture for the Lakers, if LeBron started sitting some games here and there, if Anthony Davis started sitting some games here or there, and the Lakers, from a standings perspective, fall, they become second, third place in the West Coast. I really don't think they're going to fall out of the top three. The reality is there's nobody four and on that you think are just going to make the surge, and you thought that might be the Denver Nuggets. They're falling backwards. I guess for me, it just doesn't really matter that much anymore. It doesn't matter because all you care about is, will LeBron be ready for the postseason? Will he be fresh? Maybe that's part of the reason why LBJ, too, had some frustration of the conversation about the All-Star game. LeBron probably thought, wait a minute, you guys told us there is no All-Star game. We're supposed to have a week off. And I get it. There's going to be some people that have the argument of, well, actually, the argument's different now. In the past, when the argument used to be that one fan that was coming to the game and wanted to make sure they were, you know, they bought that ticket 4 months ago and wanted to come into the arena and watch LeBron James that one time that they're probably going to get that chance, those opportunities don't exist anymore. But I think strategically for the Lakers, I don't know how much the standings really matter. I'll tell you what does matter. LeBron and Anthony Davis fresh for the postseason. And we're only, what was yesterday, the 24th, 25th game, something along those lines. I mean, there's still a lot of basketball left to go. And you're not questioning. I don't think you look at this Lakers team and you say to yourself, well, every team's got to be healthy. Of course, we all know that. Every team wants to be fresh. And this is going to be some of the only challenges that you really face in the regular season. There's also going to be games where the Lakers just simply don't look engaged. And there have been games where they don't look engaged. But that doesn't make me think that this still isn't the team to beat come the postseason. It's just a long grind to get there. And, man, would it probably help if there were fans in arenas and it just kind of – listen, I've been at these games. It's funny. Yesterday I was talking to Jovan Buha, who writes for The Athletic, covers the Lakers for The Athletic. It was a brief conversation we were having. I can't tell you guys how many conversations I've had where just from a media perspective, you walk around Staples Center, I'm like, God, this is so weird. Imagine being at Staples Center and there's nobody else there. There's a couple of media members. You know, obviously the teams are playing, a few security guards. That's it. There's nobody else there. There's no, and then the piped-in noise and everything else that comes into play. Okay, they could do their best to make the TV experience one thing, but the reality is when you're there, this isn't the sports that you're accustomed to. All right, let me take a couple quick phone calls. So basically the conversation is this. Should the Lakers prioritize this regular season to worry about home court? I'm obviously angling towards, I just want to see the Lakers get into the playoffs. Whether they're first, second, or third in the Western Conference, I don't think it matters. The East is a little bit different. Because I do think there's actually some legitimate threats in the Eastern Conference. And I'm not saying that the Clippers are not a legitimate threat, but what I'm saying about the Clippers is the games are at Staples Center anyway, so home court doesn't matter. If there are fans, they're going to be wearing purple and gold anyways. Let's go to Ben in L.A. Ben, appreciate you calling in. What's going on, Ben? Go ahead, Ben. You're on.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to agree with you totally about not needing home court advantage. Obviously, they've been playing great on the road. I think the more important thing that you just touched on is LeBron and his minutes. And I agree. I think he should maybe consider sitting out some games. I think he's too tight to sit out. But I think that's the most important thing, having him and AD ready for the playoffs. And, I don't think that's going to matter when it comes down to it.
Appreciate you calling in, Ben. Just kind of hit off of that. AD and LeBron, that's all that matters. And don't get me wrong, role players are going to be key. Trust me, if guys like KCP have been struggling with their shot, right, KCP, you got to get back on track. If Dennis Schroeder or Montrezl Harrell, they don't got things going, yes, you're gonna voice your opinion. I mean, hell, Anthony Davis a couple nights ago had 13 points, and the Lakers beat Denver, ended up winning by 20-plus points. I was taking calls in the postgame show and some of these social shows where Laker fans are saying, what's wrong with AD? What's going on with Anthony Davis? AD actually even came out with a quote saying, I'm a two-way player. I actually love that part of it, his postgame interview with the Denver Nuggets. He's like, people just want to look at what my stat looks like on the offensive end. I'm a two-way player. I play on the other side. I affect the other side of the ball. That's what two-way players do. And what am I supposed to say? He's right. That is absolutely true, and not enough players do that. Let me take one more quick call here. Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, what's going on?
Hey, Alan. Thanks, man. I agree with you. You want to have your best players healthy for the playoffs. However, if possible, if you can stay ahead of those teams, like you said, in the East, it might give you some problems and end up with a better record than them with home court advantage. I would only look towards that. Other than that, I wouldn't sweat it.
So, Solomon, real quick, I'm going to ask you on the Eastern Conference. Is there a specific team that you're thinking of here? I mean, Brooklyn, Philly, Milwaukee. What is there one of those teams you're talking about, or just in general, you think any of those teams can be a threat?
Kind of in general, and Philly in particular.
Okay, and what was your other question?
Oh, and there's a question about AD and that Achilles ankle, Achilles tendon. And I know I've harped on this before. Do you think it has any connection to him having to play bigs a little bit harder and a little rougher this year? Or is that just something that's tender for him and he's had problems with that in the past?
You know, I don't know. I will tell you this, and I appreciate you calling in. Coach Vogel talked about this yesterday. So Coach said that they're not too concerned and that everything will be fine, and kind of gave the coach talk of doesn't sound like he has much of a concern. They're just taking precautions. And I don't think it's a coincidence that they sit AD versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't think it's a coincidence they sit AD versus the Detroit Pistons in Detroit, even though the Lakers lost by 15 in that game. I think they're strategic with which games they want AD to say, hey, why don't you use this one to kick back and relax? By the way, I hope AD plays tomorrow, and it would be nice that LeBron takes a quick breather. Do I think LeBron will do that? Probably not. I think LeBron James probably has it in his mind that if he can go, he's going to go, and it's just keep it that simple. I don't think AD's playing bigger guys or playing the five. I don't know. You know, I'm not Dr. Clapper. That's the perfect guy to ask if it's putting on more pressure or something along those lines. But I don't think so. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, Anthony Davis's game. It's not like AD is Montrezl Harrell and everything is bully ball. No, AD is more finesse. AD can step out 15 feet away from the basket and hit a jumper. AD can do things where his skill set doesn't make him have to just bang all the time down low. And to be honest with you, I think the Lakers, if they're going to repeat this year, AD is going to have to be more that player in the sense of he's going to have to guard the fives. If they're playing the Denver Nuggets in the postseason, he's going to have to guard Jokic. If they're playing Joel Embiid in the finals, he's going to have to guard Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's when the Lakers didn't bring back Dwight Howard and Dwight went to the Philadelphia 76ers, JaVale McGee got traded, Marc Gasol came here. Basically what you were saying was in crunch time, in the fourth quarter, when it's needed, AD's going to be your five, which even if Dwight or JaVale or any of these guys were on the Lakers, Dwight was, or most likely AD was going to be your five anyways. I don't know why you'd have him anywhere else. Let me mix in one more quick call here. Let's go to Devin in L.A. Devin, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Sleet? Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Real talk. Just real quick, I just want to add to the conversation. The most important thing from this year to last year is the travel. The Lakers were in a bubble last season. Mm-hmm. So LeBron, you know, we're talking about those legs and getting him rest. He was in that bubble last year. This year, they're going to have to do some traveling in the playoffs this season. So I agree with the monitoring the minutes, especially for LeBron, due to just him not having to do as much traveling last year as opposed to what happened in this year. I know he's playing well early on, but those legs get tired later on in the year.
Well, Devin, listen, I think sometimes, and I appreciate you calling in, there are times where, you know, we forget last season, these guys were just sitting in Orlando and there wasn't, you know, obviously much movement. Now there is. It's more strategic. Lakers were on that 7-game road trip. They've had a couple back-to-backs. Remember, they had two road games against Houston, two road games against Memphis. Well, San Antonio, I think, was on the schedule as well. This is all going to come into play. Listen, I think we can probably overhype things, and we could talk about how, you know, here are the Lakers, 19-6. LeBron's playing a lot of minutes. AD was out for a game. He's missed a few games this year. I think it's natural to kind of look at that and say, okay, well, is this an issue? Is this going to be an issue? That's why I just go back to it. At the end of the day, you almost wish that we were 60 games into the season right now and you only had 12 games left and you just kind of start prepping for the postseason. There's other teams, they need this time to start gelling together. They need this time to figure things out. Milwaukee's got Drew Holiday. That's a new addition. Philly's got a new head coach. They're figuring out some things. Go down the list. Brooklyn, of course, the James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. They probably need all the regular season to figure things out. But there are teams like the Lakers, not too many of them. You kind of feel like you already have things figured out. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not discrediting that there's five new Lakers that are on this team. Alphonso McKinney, Marc Gasol, Dennis Schroeder, and Montrezl Harrell, whom I'm missing, Wesley Matthews. Those are the five players. But I just don't see, I mean, I see the regular season almost as an inconvenience for the Lakers to get to the postseason. Now it's about the, what do they say, it's about the journey, not the destination. So I don't want to discredit between now and getting to that point when they're in the playoffs in May. But just being healthy and just being having the energy is the only thing that I think that matters. Okay. A couple things I want to give a quick shout out here to. So Talen Horne-Tucker's coming up here in a few minutes. Do you guys realize this? I was just kind of thinking about this. It's going to be a good question to ask for THT. We've never really got a chance. I mean, Laker fans really haven't got a chance to – he hasn't got a chance to walk into Staples Center. The THT that he is today and 20,000 fans are giving him, you know, a standing ovation, or he makes a great play and everybody gets on their feet or whatever the case is. And it's kind of crazy to think because he's only 20 years old. Last season, really when he got his opportunity was when we were in the Orlando bubble and he got that opportunity against the Houston Rockets. Coach put him in there and he delivered for the Lakers. And since then, you know, you got guys like Michael Thompson that have been pushing for his playing time. Got a lot of things. I mean, actually a lot of things I want to learn about THT. I feel like we know about some of these other players. We'll get a chance to learn a little bit about Talen Horne-Tucker coming up next. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, welcome back to Lakers Talk. Want to welcome in. I'm sure a lot of Laker fans are going to be excited to get a little bit of behind the scenes, a little more in-depth on Talen Horne-Tucker. THT, thank you for taking the time and joining the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
No, of course, of course. I was just kind of joking around here and setting this up with the public relations department. I didn't even know you had the day off today, and you're making the time. So, again, thank you. And first thing I want to just kind of start off with is just your overall thoughts. How do you think the season is going right now? And I'm talking more from a team perspective. How do you feel like you guys are doing? The record, you know, certainly says that this is an elite, elite team in the NBA, 19-6. What are your overall thoughts on the start of the year?
I feel like it's pretty good. You know, everybody, you know, wants to do well. So I feel like just being able to, you know, have some success early on as a team is good. And, you know, there's always room for improvement. You know, everything's not going to be perfect. So it's just something that, you know, that we have to grow with every, you know, game by game. So I feel like it's good overall.
Talen, what's the balance on this season? You know, I think watching you guys so far, it's, I'm sure for the entire team, and I know you're the young gun on the team, but what's the balance of knowing that you got a squad that has a chance to go back-to-back this year, you want to kind of pace yourself, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, what is that balance? Just kind of going through the grind of the season, but also knowing big picture is the only thing that really matters at the end of the day.
I feel like everybody kind of knows that, you know, just being around a group that we had last year and then having a group that we have this year, I feel like the mindset hasn't really changed. So just being able to have the same group and the same focus, being able to lock in is something that you need, I feel like, to be successful and win. So I feel like we have that. So I feel like it's, you know, coming along really good.
Talen, you know, yesterday I got a chance to ask Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. I was curious to get his opinion on you, specifically of when he thought that you would be a consistent rotational player. And he actually went back. He said last season in the bubble, when you got that chance against the Houston Rockets, he felt like, okay, you know what? I might be able to use this guy probably even more than he had assumed. How about for you? When did you feel that when you're on this Lakers roster, you're in the NBA, you're playing with guys like LeBron James and Anthony Davis, When did things kind of click for you where you thought, you know what, I know I could hang with not just obviously guys on this team, but with other players around the NBA?
I've always felt like I was able to, you know, feel like do the things that I've been able to do. You know, I feel like just opportunity and, you know, just patience is the thing for me. So I feel like coming in, you know, into the bubble, getting the opportunity to play against, you know, the guys that we had and get the opportunity to be around, you know, winning culture just, you know, helped me, you know, get to my, get to this position. So I feel like, you know, I'm pretty good.
Is it Talenor Tucker, by the way, taking some time to join Lakers Talk? Lakers taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow. Lake Show sitting at 19-6. Talen, is it tough at all to, you know, somebody as young as you are, and here you are on a championship team, I'm sure there are times where, you know, you want to play 35, 40 minutes. You know you got the energy, and but you're on a team where you have to be very strategic. This team's got a shot to go back-to-back. You already have a championship under your belt, and you're only 20 years old. Is it difficult sometimes to kind of balance in your own mind knowing that you got to do what's in the best interest of the team, even though it might not be in the best interest of Talenor Tucker this young of a stage in your career?
Yeah, I feel like it's actually great. So just being able to have that balance of, you know, being patient and not, you know, not trying to force or rush anything on and off the court, you know, just being able to have that, to have this experience for me, I feel like is going to further my career, so I'm appreciative of it.
What have you thought so far of your production this year? I think it's been great. I do the pregame show with Michael Thompson, and Michael always says, you know, here's a former Lakers, got two NBA championships. His son is one of the elite players in the NBA, and Klay Thompson. And I remember in preseason, he kept talking about how he hopes by the regular season that you're part of the rotation, you're getting real playing time. What have you, if you're going to assess your game, what do you think so far?
I appreciate those comments from him too. So, you know, it means a lot coming from somebody like him, but just being able to, you know, do what I've done now, it's just, I'm, you know, just want to get better every day, you know, just trying to, you know, to do the things that, you know I've done my whole life playing basketball and just doing whatever it takes to win. I feel like it's the most important thing that I've been doing. So just being able to come out and play hard and just getting the opportunity has been really good for me.
Talen, does the coaching staff or some of the veteran players, do they key in on a part of your game and say, hey, we really want you to work on this? Just as part of your evolution, is there a specific part of your game that you're hoping as this season progresses that you can improve on?
You know, I feel like just letting things come a little bit more with, you know, just learning the game a little bit more. I feel like this is my first real season actually getting to, you know, get real game reps and, you know, actually get some minutes. So just being able to take it game by game and, you know, just having the right mindset coming in is the most important thing that they've been kind of, you know, on me about.
Talenor Tucker taking some time to join Lakers Talk tonight. Greatly appreciate his time. Talen, do you know, this is going to be a little bit different of a question, but do you know how popular you are yet being a Lakers player? I mean, do you feel that, let's say, from last season to this year, is it different for you from a Laker perspective and popularity perspective? Do you feel it?
Honestly, I feel it, but, you know, it's hard not, you know, with fans not being at the game,
sure,
so just not really seeing that. I probably would say would probably be the only reason why I probably feel that way. But other than that, I feel, you know, the support that, you know, Laker fans show are always going to be hers. So just being able to have that is really pretty good too. But I haven't actually seen it, you know, like how traditionally it would be.
That's why I asked the question, because I do think it's unique in your position. By the time we really started to get to know you, you know, when Laker fans got to watch you in the playoffs and it's like, okay, wow, look at Talenor Tucker getting an opportunity. And then you had instant impact. And here you are this season now as a consistent rotational player. Do you think about that at all? Do you think when fans are allowed back in the arena, do you think about playing in front of fans and you know what that ovation will be like for Talenor Tucker, a 20-year-old kid that's certainly making his imprint in the NBA and with the Lakers?
You know, I'm really just trying to, when I go out there, I try to just focus on the game. So I just really want to, you know, it'd be a great thing to have, but I just want to, you know, focus out there and want to focus on winning and just, you know, bringing on that win for the fans. So.
Look at that professional answer. THT, you already got it down, too. You know what I mean? Your answer is you already got it down. Well, I'll tell you this, because I think it's important for you to know as well, because you have not got a chance to see it from a fan perspective. I'll tell you from my seat when, you know, just getting a chance to cover the team and obviously doing the pre and the post game shows, Laker fans are very, very excited about your future. And I think that's that says a lot to the work that you've put in, and it also says the opportunity that you're getting and taking advantage of it. So, you know, you should know that, because one day Staples Center will be packed again, and I think you'll really feel what it's like to have that Laker fan base behind you, and trust me, it's a powerful thing.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay, THC, last question I got for you. Here you guys are, and I'm going to actually more make this specific to you. What has it been like? You're 20 years old and you're playing with one of the greatest to ever play the game. What has it been like for you, even if it's conversations you haven't had privately or behind the scenes with LeBron James? What's it like to kind of watch one of the greats, his routine, how he prepares, what he does on off days? How important has that been to you, and how much has that just been a learning process for you to watch?
Yeah, like you said, I take it as a learning experience for me, just being able to have his presence around me. And, you know, just seeing what he does on a day-to-day basis, like you said, just anything, kind of just trying to be a sponge towards anything that he does. But I feel like, you know, just him having me around, him just being in my, you know, presence gives me, you know, opportunity to learn from something that he's doing. So I feel like he's doing the right thing. So just following those footsteps is going to, you know, it's a good thing to have early in your career like this.
Well, Taylen, listen, man, congrats on the start to this season. The team is obviously playing great, sitting at 19-6. I know there's a long way to go, but we're looking forward to your development. We're looking forward to game in and game out, seeing your growth. And I know I greatly appreciate you taking the time, and I'm sure Laker fans appreciate your insight and how the season is going.
I appreciate you having me, man.
All right, that's Taylen Horton-Tucker right there, taking some time to join us on 710 ESPN. Man, what a bright future this kid has. What a bright future this kid has. When we come back, I'm gonna spend actually a little bit of time just on THT. All right, if you want to get on 877-710-ESPN, what's Taylen Horton-Tucker gonna be 5 years from now? What's this kid's ceiling? And I really don't have any idea. He's a very, very unique project for the Lakers. How are you getting this much playing time on a championship team and you're 20 years old, and you weren't a top three, top five pick? Taylen Horton-Tucker was picked in the second round in the 40s. And he's getting this much run with the Lakers. And Michael Thompson in the preseason, and I mentioned it to THD, was like, let this kid go. Play him. See what you got. My coach was wise to give him some playing time as well. Some of your phone calls when we come back, I'll read off a couple of your tweets. 877-710-ESPN. THT. We'll talk about Taylen Horton-Tucker coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. All right, Lakers taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow. Who are you more excited about? Taylen Horton-Tucker's future or Kyle Kuzma's future? I know I'm going to throw a curveball here to Laker fans real quick. 877-710-ESPN. It's not a competition. They're both playing for the same team. They're both role players. But I think it's a fair question to have, because Kuzma has been the player for the Lakers. Alex Caruso is finding his way into the mix here. But Kuzma has been the player that everybody kind of has said, all right, well, you know, Kuzma's, he's got such a bright young future in the NBA. He's only 25 years old. And then Taylen Horton-Tucker comes out of nowhere this year. Preseason, he starts balling out. Okay, it's one thing to do it in the preseason. It's the preseason. But can you get actual rotational minutes on this Lakers team? I'm not talking about on the Pelicans. I'm not talking about on the Wizards. I'm not talking about teams that are that got no chance of competing for an NBA championship. I'm talking about a team that just won a chip. Anthony Davis is on the squad. LeBron James is on the team. You got plenty of role players, some of them vets, some of them been in the league 5, 6, 7 years. And then you got Taylen Horton-Tucker. Can this dude actually get real minutes on this Lakers team when they're competing for a championship? You know what the answer is? The answer is yes. He's getting those minutes right now. Right now, Taylen Horton-Tucker is playing meaningful minutes for the Lakers. I'm not saying it's perfect every time, but that's got to be a shock for a lot of Laker fans out there. It's probably got to even be a shock for the league out there. I know it's a shock for me. And I'm going to put these two guys just together for a second. Who do you think has the better career? Who do you think has the more upside, Kyle Kuzma or Talen Horton-Tucker? You know what's funny is I never thought I'd have that conversation 4 or 5 months ago or so. And here we are, both have incredible upside. Different characteristics, right? I mean, look at Kuz, 25 years old, drafted number 27 back in 2017 by the Lakers. He's got the ability, Kuz got the ability to go off for 30 points on any given night. He'd average 20 points a night if he was on a bad team. Put Kyle Kuzma on, put him on the Sacramento Kings or put him on the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's going to give you 20 a night. I think one of the things that is not talked about enough with Kuz, and I like to give him credit for this because I think he deserves credit for this. 877-710-ESPN, by the way. You want to be a part of the conversation. I think he deserves some credit in this. He's accepted a specific role with the Lakers team to help win a championship. He's accepted that. I think he's the type of player that at age 25, it seems like he's been around some of these. He's been around the right veterans that have said, you know what, we need you to do this. And if you do this, I talked to Jared Dudley last year, and Dudley has been a good mentor for Kyle Kuzma. And Dudley told me one time in just a conversation we're having about Kuz, how he helps with Kyle Kuzma, how he impacts and maybe teaches him some things. And I remember Dudley saying that Kuz is going to get a contract. He's 6'9", can shoot jumpers in the NBA. He's young. He's athletic. The guy's going to get a contract. Money's not going to be an issue for Kyle Kuzma. But what will be a challenge is, will you accept the role on a championship team? And I think Kuzma's done that. I don't think people give him enough credit for that. He's improving on the defensive side. He's improving on his rebounds. He's on a good contract, right? 3 years, $13 million. Perfect size in today's NBA and can guard multiple players. Now you could also say, okay, he's inconsistent. Too many games sometimes you go without actually feeling his presence. That's Kuzma. Talen Horton-Tucker, 20 years old, drafted at number 46 overall by the Lakers in 2019. I don't really know how to describe Talen Horton-Tucker yet. When I say he's just scratching the surface, I could say that about a 24-year-old, 25-year-old. We don't know what we have yet with THT. Scoring ability is as good as any young player in the NBA. How does he get to the rim so easily? How does he have that ability at age 20 to just instinctively knows, okay, spin move right here, defense is coming on me, okay, I got to get out of this. I'll go reverse rather than, I'll use the rim to kind of help protect me on my reverse. He does things that veterans do. I think also, too, he's got the ability to play defense at a high level. I've done some of these post-game shows where I'm highlighting. THT, 2 block shots tonight. Talen Horton-Tucker, 3 steals in today's game. He competes, understands his role. Now, there are times he's going to be out of control. He has turnovers. He's still got a lot to learn. Of course, he's only 20 years old. But if you told me right now, I got to buy stock, and I'm buying stock into Kyle Kuzma, or I'm buying stock into Talen Horton-Tucker, you know, just kind of like looking for the future. Got to be honest, Laker fans. I'd buy more stock in THT. I really would, and that's just a compliment to Talen Horton-Tucker. It's not, by no means is it a, that I don't have confidence in Kyle Kuzma. I see a 20-year-old kid that can be in this league for a long time and has an incredible skill set and has got that natural ability in his game that you just can't teach. All right, let me take a couple phone calls. 877-710-ESPN. Anything you want to hit on when it comes to Talen Horton-Tucker and his game, or if you want to compare, if you're looking at both Talen Horton-Tucker and Kyle Kuzma and you're saying which one of these two guys got more promise over the next few years, would it be THT or would it be Kyle Kuzma? Let's start with Rick and Rosetta. Rick, appreciate you calling in. What's going on, man?
What's happening, baby?
How you doing?
Just living the dream here. You know, it's a wet one, but we're at it. The guy with the highest ceiling, it's got to be THT. He's Mark Jackson. He's Mitch Richmond type. You know, we may be having a new Run TMC here in the Lake Show. But as far as Kuzma, he's money. He's money as well. He's got it all. He can score. He can play D. But THT, on defense, he's Blanca. With those arms, with that reach, he's from Chicago, hungry, which probably means that Kuzma's hungry too from D-Town.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. Our future is bright.
And Rick, what's interesting too, thank you for calling in, all right? What's interesting too is, yeah, you don't really see this too often. I always think back in the Laker days, right? When you're watching Lakers win championships, any championship team, you got veterans that are really carrying the team. And that's, I'm not saying that that's not the case right now, but to kind of, to watch Talen Horne-Tucker thrive, to see him get these opportunities, you know, I don't have this clip right now. I don't have it, but yesterday I asked Coach about, in the pregame show, I asked Coach, when did he think Talen Horne-Tucker could potentially be a rotational player for the Lakers? When did he think he had something that, wow, I think I could actually use Talen Horne-Tucker in a lot of these games moving forward? And he said that in that playoff run in the NBA bubble, he felt like, okay, yeah, if I got to get a couple buckets and I want someone just young with energy, athletic, get into the game, put a lot of pressure on defenses, I'm going to throw THT in there. He was 19 at the time. Turns 21 in November. So that just kind of shows you from that perspective. I don't know if anybody expected this, but that's what Talen Horne-Tucker is doing right now. Okay, a couple other things I want to get into. So Lakers got the Thunder tomorrow, and I'll hit on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I'll hit on some of these other players specifically for that game tomorrow. Coming up next, we got top NBA stories. I want to make some comparisons. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, LaMelo Ball, who's balling out right now for the Charlotte Hornets. But we got top NBA stories coming up next. We still got Billy Mack, Bill McDonald, who's the play-by-play TV voice for the Lakers on Spectrum Sportsnet. He's coming up at 8:30. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.